From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Thursday, October 17th. Smoke from the Shoe Fire burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest is impacting air quality in the region.
There was a bit of haze to the air. When you stepped outside, you could smell the wildfire, the wood smoke.
That's Rob Stahl, Shasta County's Air Quality District Manager. He says smoke from the fire is making the air unsafe for those with sensitive lungs.
The main pollutant of concern is the particulate matter, specifically PM2.5. They're the smaller particles. They can get deeper down into your lungs.
Stahl says residents should avoid exerting activity outside and to wear N95 masks to filter particles from the smoke. Elderly people, young children, and people with conditions like asthma are at an elevated risk from smoke pollution. And smoke may be visible in the Butte Valley area later this week. That's due to a prescribed burn planned on Machupta Indian Tribal Land at Wahim Kambali. The burn will take place on 130 acres on Friday and Saturday as long as conditions are deemed safe. A press release states that smoke impact should be minimal, but may be visible in communities around Paradise and Magalia. This burn will reduce the risk of wildfire and could reduce invasive grasses, allowing for growth of native plants. Local Maidu cultural practitioner and educator Hilo Ramirez said in the release that these types of burns were historically ignited by indigenous people. Not allowing them has contributed to the current wildfire crisis we face. And Weaverville, North Carolina, was devastated by Hurricane Helene. Now, the California city of the same name is stepping up to help. NSPR's Adia White has more.
Weaverville, California, has more in common with Weaverville, North Carolina, than its name. Both communities share a love of the outdoors and sit among picturesque mountain ranges. The Trinity County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to name the North Carolina town a sister city to its own Weaverville. Trinity County residents have also endured natural disasters over recent years, including numerous wildfires. The board said residents recognize what survivors of Hurricane Helene are going through, and that both communities share the same values of generosity and coming together during times of need. It is pledging to aid the North Carolina town by launching a fundraising campaign. Supervisors said they are also in contact with the mayor of Weaverville to find additional ways to help. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
Chico State's Janet Turner Print Museum is showcasing an exhibition highlighting contemporary screen printing artists. The Screen Printing Biennial is a traveling show from New York City. Rachel Skokowski, the museum's curator, helped bring the show to Chico State.
It's really an exciting show because it's the first time we've been able to bring such a big traveling exhibition to Chico. Most of these artists have never exhibited their work here, so it's really a taste of what's happening around the U.S. nationally.
This will be the first time the Screen Print Biennial is being shown on the West Coast.
Screen print is a pretty accessible printmaking technique. People might have screen printed a t-shirt or a tote bag or a poster. So it's really fun to see what these artists are doing and how they're really innovating and taking a technique that can be a commercial-focused thing to something that's really experimental, innovative, really exciting.
The exhibition will be on display through December 13th. And moving to election news, community health clinic leaders are urging voters to support Prop 35 on the November ballot. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf says the initiative would raise Medi-Cal reimbursement rates for healthcare providers who serve low-income Californians.
Dr. Edgar Chavez runs 7 community health clinics in Los Angeles. He spoke at the California Primary Care Association conference Wednesday and said Prop 35 would increase the amount of care his clinics can offer.
As a practicing community clinic physician, I experienced firsthand the shortcomings of our underfunded, understaffed healthcare system. We must do better.
Prop 35 is supported by, among others, Planned Parenthood, the California Medical Association, and both the state Democratic and Republican parties. Newspaper editorial boards of the LA Times and SF Chronicle urge a no vote, arguing Prop 35 is too complicated for voters to make an informed decision. The League of Women Voters also opposes Prop 35. Kate Wolf, Cap Radio News.
Finally, the city of Chico is looking for community members to design artwork, which will be wrapped on utility boxes around the city. The only requirements are that the art is Chico-centric and appropriate for the theme and location. The first utility boxes to be decorated will be in downtown Chico. This is part of the utility box art program of the Chico Arts Commission, which was unanimously approved by the City Council this summer. The call for artists will close in December. And those are your headlines for Thursday, October 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.